Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel. We continue with the familiar Mishnayos of Perek Ezehu Mekoman. So says the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Chatos HaTzibur VaHayachid. The Chatos HaTzibur and Chatos HaYachid are the next topic of discussion. Elohein Chatos HaTzibur. The following are Chatos HaTzibur. Now the truth is we've already mentioned a couple of Chatos HaTzibur. As Rashi points out, when the Mishnah says Elohein Chatos HaTzibur, it means Shatnu Tzrichel Maaskiram Shar Pnimios Pare Ed. Of Assyria Vodzcham Kvarnishnu, because the Chatos HaPnimios we already mentioned. That's what we've already discussed. Now we're going to discuss the Chatos HaChitonos, but the Chatos HaTzibur that are Chatos HaChitonos. So these are the Chatos HaTzibur that are Chatos HaChitonos. Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, the Seirim that they would bring on Rosh Chodesh, Vishal Moados, and the Seirim of the Moados, which again was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the Halacha was Shchitasan Batzafon, they would shecht it Dafka in the north, Vikibul Dom. B'chlisharis batzafon, you have to be mekabel dam in the klisharis also in the north. V'daman ta'un arba matanos al arba kranos, and they would have to do four placements of the dam of the karban chatos on the four kranos hamizbeach, on the four corners of the mizbeach, the horns, so to speak, on top of the mizbeach, the four protrusions at the top of the mizbeach. Ketzad, how would you get the blood up? How to be able to do matan dam all the way at the top of the mizbeach? How would he do the four matnos dam? So it went as follows in the following order: Olav akevesh ufanel asovev. He would go up the ramp, but before he'd go all the way up the ramp, he would turn off toward the sovev. The sovev was like a tiny mini ramp that went off to the side that took you to the lower level of the mizbeach, not to the top of the mizbeach, but to the mid level of the mizbeach. So he would turn off to the sovev. Uvala lekeren zromus mizrachis, and then he would encounter the first corner that he would hit would be the southeast corner of the mizbeach. If you look at Rashi, olav akevesh ufanel asovev mnesha dama nitan lemala ala kranos ube etzba tzarech lamar al gabe sovev. He needs to be standing on the sovev, which is on that middle level of the mizbeach, because he's going to have to put the blood with his finger directly on the karnos hamizbeach, directly on those four protrusions that are at the very top of the mizbeach. But Rashi points out, "Avol b'kol shara dam shein atachtonim min achut ulamatan bekeren zavis hamizbeach omer al bekeren zavis hamizbeach omer al ritzba v'zorik min aklil mizbeach v'kol malkom she yagil mizbeach kasher." When it comes to other matnos dam, where all you need to do is take a kli and throw it in the direction of the lower part of the mizbeach, so for that you could stand on the floor. You don't need to be standing on the mizbeach, but it'll be here with his finger. He needed to place it on the protrusions that are at the very top of the mizbeach. The only way he's going to be able to reach that is if he is on the mizbeach, if he's halfway up the mizbeach. So he would stand on the sovev in order to be able to easily reach the karnos hamizbeach for the matnos dam. And why would he go to the keren dromus mizrachis first? So Rashi points out he would go there first, shebohu pogei arishon, because that's the first corner that he would hit. That's just when you go up by the sovev, that's the first place he would get. Because he's only allowed to go in one direction. When he gets up the ramp, or that part of the ramp that he's going up, he has to turn right. Because whenever you make a turn, you always have to turn right. That's a drasha that we're going to learn later on, that kolpinos, whenever a person turns, he always has to turn right. So that's why he's going to get to the keren dromus mizrachis first, then mizrachis tzvonis, the Mishnah goes on, then tzvonis maravis, and then maravis dromus. And that's how he would do the matnos dam be'etzba on all those four corners. Now, where else do we have this concept of kolpino shatapona? Then whenever you're going to turn in one direction, Yehu Derech Yamin, it should always be in the toward the right side. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tafresh Ayin Vav Si'if Hey, which is Hilchos Chanukah, Shulchan Aruch discusses that when you're lighting the Neros Chanukah, if you're lighting more than one Ner, you're fulfilling more than just the Ner Ishu Beso. So you should start with the leftmost candle, so that when you continue to light further candles, you'll be going toward the right. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch suggests. That's based on Kol Pino Sha'atapone Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin. So on the first night you light the rightmost candle, and the second night you put another candle next to it to the left, and you start with that second candle and go from there. Now, the Gra writes that if you start with the additional candle, that's which is only for Mahajim and Mahajim, you start with the candle that you added for that night, it turns out that you're doing something wrong, the Gra says, because then you're leaving aside the Ikar Mitzvah, which is the first candle, and you're lighting first the Mahajim and the Mahajim, which is not as important, obviously, as the Ikar Mitzvah. So the Gra understands that it's better not to do that. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. What's Shulchan Aruch going to do with the Gra's Taina? Aren't you leaving aside the Ikar Mitzvah in order to do the Mahajim and the Mahajim? So the answer is probably Pashut. Whichever is the first candle you light, that becomes the Ikar Mitzvah. So granted, this candle was added tonight, but if it's the first candle you're lighting, then Mela, that's the Ikar Mitzvah. That's not the Mahajim and the Mahajim. Gets into a whole discussion. We in fact, Rabbi Kivager discusses how it is that we ever make brachos on Mahajim and Mahajim. We have, when multiple people light, we have multiple people making brachos in the house. But the first person to light the first candle, you're ready, you'd say, how could the second guy make a bracha? So Rabbi Kivager suggests, maybe each person who lights has to have kavana not to be yotzei with the first person, that he's assuming, like Tosos throughout Shas, that we have, even if you hold Mitzvah Saint Shrichas Kavana, if you have kavana, have feches, if you have negative kavana, you dafka don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah, that would work, so you could have kavana that you're not being yotzei the mitzvah, but that's assuming that you cannot make a bracha on a mahadrin. That's the idea of kalpina shatapona lo yuhu ela derech yamin, that we have such a concept not only in avoda of the karbanos, we have such a concept as well when it comes to neros chanukah. The Mishnah goes on weiter and says shiari adam, the leftover blood that they would have from these karbanos chataos, hayeshofech al yisod dromis, they would pour it on the yisod dromis, and the yisodam is back on the southern side. V'ne'echalin, these karbanos can be eaten lefnim naklaim, only inside the curtains, lezichrei kuna tamel kohanim, b'chol machu liyom v'layla ad chatzos, and they can be cooked any way you want, but they have to be eaten only for that day and that night until chatzos, not even the whole night, only until chatzos. Those are the halachos of the chatzos achitzonos. Now, what does the phrase lefnim min haklaim mean? Where exactly is lefnim min haklaim? So Rashi points out that klaim, which are curtains, really only existed in the Mishkan. We didn't have klaim in the Beis Hamikdash. Lefnim min haklaim, lefyishav b'mishkan ayu klaim hekif lechatzar ol moed. In the Mishkan, we had curtains surrounding the chatzar ol moed. U'b'makom haklaim ayisa chomas hazara b'bei shlomo b'beis olamim. And when we had the first Beis Hamikdash, or the second Beis Hamikdash, instead of klaim, we actually had a wall of the Azara. So, b'chatzas k'siva b'chatzar ol moed b'makom kadosh she'achal. And we know that the carbon chatzas has to be eaten in the chatzar ol moed, which means in the Azara. So, in the klaim really just means in the Azara. And that's what that's what we just read from Rashi. The Rambam also writes, klaim were in the Mishkan surrounding the ol moed, and that's why we use the term klaim. However, the Achronim are a little bit bothered by this. By this terminology, the Achronim point out, why would you say klaim? Just write like we always write, azara. That azara was around for the entire time we had both batei mikdash. So why would you use such an unusual term of klaim rather than use the more normal term that we would use, which is azara? And the truth is, this is not the only place we find the lashon of klaim being used by the Mishnayos. We're going to have later on daf samach gimel amud aleph, when it comes to karbanos mincha, that the Tana is going to say minachos hayinik matzos bekol makom ba'azara, that the kmitza, the karban mincha, could be done anywhere in the azara. Use the word azara, and then v'ne'achalos lefnim min haklaim lezichrei kuhuna. But it could only be eaten inside the klaim for zikrei kuhuna. So then the same Mishnah jumps back and forth from azara to klaim, and that's particularly difficult because it uses both lashonos over there, as opposed to our Mishnah just uses the lashon of klaim. We also find a brisa in Tamura daf yud aleph amud aleph where it says hashochet es hachatos umatza ba ben arba chai katani chada einan echales ela zikrei kuhuna vein echales. Again, describing the Azara, talks about lefnim and aklaim. Not only that, in Maseches Megillah, a more familiar Masechta to us, on Daf Tes Amud Beis Megillah, there are a whole series of Mishnayos in Maseches Megillah that are the Ein Bein Mishnayos. Ein Bein. There's no difference between this and this, except for it starts with Ein Bein Ader Rishon Ader Sheni. There's no difference between Ader Rishon Ader Sheni, except for, so it gives all the exceptions. So Ein Bein Shilul Yushalayim. There's no difference between the Mishnayos Mishkan Shiloh and the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, Ela Shabashiloch and Kachim Kalim Meister Shani Bechala Roa, Ubi Yerushalayim Lefanim and Achoma, Vekan Kachim Kachim Nechon Lefanim and Akloim. Both by Shiloh and Yerushalayim, you had to eat kachi kachim inside the kla'im. Why the kla'im? Yerushalayim didn't have kla'im. Yerushalayim had chomas hazara. Why does he use the terminology of kla'im? So the Achronim explain, based on the Ra'ah, the chiddush of the Ra'ah in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Beis. The Ra'ah writes, why is it that of all the things for us to learn in the morning before Psukei Dezimra, why is it that we learn Perek Ezu Mekoman? Why do we always read Perek Ezu Mekoman, which presumably we do every single morning? So why Dafka this Perek? So the Ra'ah writes that we pick Ezu Mekoman because Perek Ezu Mekoman includes all the Karbanos, and it's nice to have a Perek that discusses all the Karbanos. But then he says, "Va'od shamati sha'omer moso l'fi she'ein b'kol oso perek machlokas." This is the reason the Mishnah Berurah quotes, I think, that we say it because there's no machlokas in this entire perek of Mishnayis. The Mishnah Berurah l'moshe misinai. And therefore, you see that not all Mishnah, when we say Mishnayos were written by Rebbe, Rebbe is the one that organized and arranged the Mishnayos. He's not even the one that put pen to paper, because he didn't really write it down. But Rebbe is the one that organized the Mishnayos. But many of these Mishnayos were Torah Shebal Peh that we got straight from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. This entire perek, says the Ra'ah, the fact that there's no machlokas shows you this entire perek is halacha l'moshe misinai. We got it all straight from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So it's mamish Moshe emes v'torasu emes. It's mamish pure, unadulterated Torah misinai. That's why we use Perek Ezu Mekoman. What does it have to do with us? So he says, well, wait a second. Since this Perek was niskabel from Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, at that time we didn't have Chomas HaAzara. There was only Kla'im to speak of. So the Mishnayos were written in a Lashon that could be understood by that generation, which is the Lashon of Kla'im. That's why we have Kla'im in our Mishnayos. The problems are as follows, that there are many, many discussions about halachos in Mishnayos in this parak where they do seem to be subject to debate. Not all the Mishnayos in this parak are not debated. There are no machloksim recorded in the Mishnayos in this parak. But for instance, the Gemara is going to say in Daf Nun Vavam and Beis that Rabbi Chorva Ma'aser VaPesach Kachim Kalim V'Dom Tan Matana Achas V'Vad Sheiten Kenegad Yisod, that you need Matana Achas and it has to be Kenegad Yisod. And the Gemara is going to say Manta. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And it's against Rabbi Shmuel. It's only going like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So you see that the Mishnah is obviously going within one sheet, but there is a machlok tanaim about it. Also, our Mishnah, Pesach einu nechal el b'laylo ve'einu nechal el ad chatzos. The Gemara is going to say in Zayin and Beis, Pesach einu nechal man tana, Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. That's dafka going like Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. But so apparently that's also subject to machlokas. Not only that, the first Mishnah in the Perek, see, so that's not agreed upon by everyone, because the Gemara brings that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees and he holds that the Shirayim are Nishpachin liyisod Romi. So it's very difficult, this concept that the Ra'ah says that there's no machlokas, so it must all be halach l'moshe misinai. In fact, the Ritva in Avodah Zarah is a slightly different lashon. He says, why is it that we have Perek Ezu Mekoman that we say every morning and we don't say some other Perek? So he says the reason is mipnei shekulo shanoi. It's all mentioned, it's all said without any machlokes. Says the Ritva, we don't paskin like everything in this parak, because it says Pesach einu nechal el ad chatzos, and we paskin according to the Ramban, like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Pesach could be eaten kol alayla, and the Karm Pesach could in fact be eaten all night, because there's a Stam Mishnah like him in Maseches Megillah. But he says, since this entire parak is learnt, is taught, without any machlokas mentioned explicitly in the parak, that's why we say this parak. Very different than the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says there's no machlokas. It's all halacha l'moshe misinai. If you hold like the Ra'ah that it's all halacha l'moshe misinai, you understand why you'll have the lashon of kla'im, because it's all directly from Moshe misinai. It goes back to that generation. But if you hold like the Ritva, and there seems to be strong support for the Ritva from all these cases in our Mishnayos where we do have machloksim about them, then you're back to the question. Why does it use the term kla'im and not the term azara? So the Rishonim explain, and the Achronim explain, that the Tana perhaps wants to be mechadesh to us, a different din. That it's not only in the azara that you're allowed to eat the kachay kachim. There are lishchos, there are like little compartments, little rooms, that are built in the chol part and are opened up to kodesh. They open open up to the Kodesh, in those little lishchos, you could eat kache kachem as well. The lishchos habnuyos b'chol, the Gemara is going to say, anun vava mer aleph, the lishchos habnuyos b'chol, psuchos l'kodesh, ochlim kache, minayin shakranim nechlasim l'sham, v'ochlim sham kache kachem, sharim mincha, tamlom b'chatzar al moed yochluha. So the Gemara is going to darshin that in those little lishchos, you're allowed to eat it as well. So since those are also included, that's not the azara, but that is lefnim min haklaim. So the term lefnim min haklaim is only about halachos that apply even in those lishchos. Ah, if that's the answer, then we understand very well. What was our biggest kasha? Our biggest kasha was that we're going to find a Gemara later on that within the same Mishnah, it mentions both the azara and klaim. Why in the same Mishnah would it refer to the same place by two different titles? Because you look carefully at the Mishnah, it's talking about the Kabar Mincha. So it says they would do the kmitza in the Azara. The Kmitza is the Avoda. The Kmitza needs to be done in the Azara. That can't be done in those little Lishchos. Talks about where it could be eaten. It could be eaten by the Kohanim. Lefnim min haklaim. The Klaim refers to the areas, even those chol areas that are opened up to Kodesh. So that works out very beautifully, how you could have the klaim, that the klaim refers to a larger area than just the Azara itself. Fine, then the Mishnah said, the last thing the Mishnah said, there's a lot to talk about in this Mishnah, we'll move after, but the last thing the Mishnah says is that it could be eaten by Zichrei Kohuna, liyom v'layla ad chatzos. You could eat it day and that night, but only until Chatzos that night. Says Rashi, why only until Chatzos? It's a din d'rabbanan. Siyagas ucham l'Torah, l'harch l'gadol me'averas kares. The Torah dafka wanted to keep people away from violating an issa kares. Kidnan brachs perakama, kalan echol niyom, echad, mitzvasan, ad chatzos, right? That, the mitzvasan called Laila, but the chacham made a geder and a siyag, that you could only do it up until Chatzos. So Rashi seems to emphasize the reason why they made this siyag was because they were particularly worried about an iser kares. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, Machlokes in the Rishonim. This siyag, that it can only be eaten until Chatzos, what's the din? Did the Rabbanim make a din that you should eat it before Chatzos? Or did the Rabbanim make a din that you should not eat it after Chatzos? Well, it sounds the same. What's the difference? What's the nafkamina between making a din that you should eat it before Chatzos and a din that you should not eat it before Chatzos, and after Chatzos rather? So nafkamina is, what if Chatzos has already passed and you didn't finish it? You didn't eat all the kachin. Should you continue to eat it? Should you finish it now? Is it mutter to go and eat it now? Is that a violation of the siyag? Or do we say, no, you've already violated the siyag by going further and eating more, you're not in any more violation of the siyag. Rashi, the Rashbam, the Rambam all hold that it's usher to eat it after Chatzos. That even though it's too late, you've already left it over, no, the siyag is do not eat it after Chatzos. This is Rashi, Maseches Brachos, Rashbam, Maseches Psachim, Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, and this is how the Achronim are Medayik and the Rambam. The Shagasari and Simen Dalet, Beis Halevi, Chelek Alef, Simen Lamed Dalet, Os Gimel, are Medayik this in the Rambam, and it's Mefurish in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, and Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Peitas, the Rambam writes, Amnam Tieli Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos, va'achar kach te'oser. The Rambam says you eat until Chatzos, and then it's oser. Whatever's left over, you're not allowed to eat after Chatzos. Tosfos, however, in Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, says that no, you could even eat it after Chatzos. Meaning, you have to eat it before Chatzos. But if it's too late, you're already past Chatzos, and you didn't eat it yet, Tosfos says, you could eat it afterwards. What are they arguing about? What's the Yesod HaMachlokas? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So this is Rashi L'shitasa. Rashi saying that the siyag that the Chacham made is that they're afraid of an Averas Kares. What's the Averas Kares? That if we come to allow you to eat it after Chatzos, you can eat it the next morning also. And that's going to be an Iser Kares. So Rashi says, stay away. Don't eat it. Because we're afraid that that's going to come to an Iser Kares. You're going to eat the Kachim after Alos HaShachar. That's an Averas Kares. Tosos holds that the Gezerah is that we don't want you to violate the lav of Lo Yalin. We don't want you to violate the lav of leaving the meat over till the next day. So the protection that we made is, okay, eat it all by Chatzos so that you'll be well, very safe from leaving it over for the next day. Now it's 2 minutes after Chatzos. What would Tosos tell you to do? Eat it right away now so that you don't violate Lo Yalin. By not eating it, you're vada going to violate Lo Yalin. You're vada going to violate Bal Talin. So that's Rashi and Tosos L'shitasim in terms of what the reason for the Geder, what the reason for the Siyag was in the first place. That's how the Netziv explains in his Perush on the Mechilta. There's a further Machlokas Rishonim. Just like the Chum made a gzeira and a siyag by eating kadshim that you can only eat until chatzos, so did they also make such a gzeira on the haktaras evarim ve'emurim? That min haTorah you could be makter evarim and emurim all night until amud hashachar. Nevertheless, do we assume that they were made such a gzeira that you can only burn it until chatzos? Or maybe this gzeira was dafka by eating kadshim, not by the haktaras evarim ve'emurim. Rashi holds that it's only by achilas kadshim that we made such a gzeira until chatzos, not beyond achilas kadshim. Tosfos holds that even by haktar sevarim ve'murim, the chum made a takana only until chatzos. So the achronim explain, same machlokas. What's the purpose of the siyag? That Rashi is lushitaso, that the purpose of the siyag is that we're afraid you're going to violate an iser kares by eating it after sunrise already, after alos shachar the next morning. They can eat it in the morning already. So that's only shayach by achilas kachim. Haktar sevarim ve'murim is, there's no iser kares. There's no eating it. So there's nothing to be concerned about. The Rabbanan didn't make any such kazera. But according to the Tosos, the ikra gzera shlo yavra lo salin, that we don't want you to violate lo salin. So that's shayach by nektarim, just like it is by ne'achalim. That's shayach by things that you're going to burn, just like it's shayach by things that you're going to eat. And therefore the gzera should apply by the nektarim as well, by devarim and emurim, which require haktara as well. So that's, again, you see that same machlokas. What is the yisod of this idea until chatzos rears its head over there as well? Now, according to those Rishonim that they did not make a siyag for Haktaras Emurim to be makter before Chatzos, so what we do need explanation of is, why did they make such a siyag by Kriya Shema? By Kriya Shema, we learn in the first Mishnah in Shas, that you're supposed to be Kari Kriya Shema up until Chatzos, before Chatzos. Why before Chatzos? A siyag. Really, it's Kashkal Laila, but they made a siyag that you should do Dafka before Chatzos. Why would they make such a siyag by Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema has no Isra Kares associated with it. So why would they make a siyag by Kriya Shema? I mean, if the whole Vart is it's all about an Isra Kares, and we're afraid you're going to violate an Isra Kares, so what is it about Kriya Shema? So the Tzlach, the Maseches Brachos, explains that Kriya Shema is considered more chamer because it's the Ikr Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, they made a siyag by Kriya Shema because it's considered that important in terms of a Jew's daily schedule. Also, he says, Haktaras Evarim and Emurim is up to the Kohanim, and Kohanim are Zrizim, and therefore there was no need to make such a takana. Kriya Shema is Musura L'kol. Kriya Shema, everyone has to do Kriya Shema, so we're much more worried about people being lazy and forgetting. What about Achilas Kachin Kachin? We made a siyag there. That's also only for Kohanim. We said in our Mishnah, it's L'zichrei Kuhuna, and yet we still make a siyag that it should only be until Chatzos. So it could be that's because there are Karbanos that are Nechal and Yom V'Layla that are not kachay kachim, that are kachim kalim, and can be eaten by non-kohanim. Since there are karbanos that are liyom v'layla, like karban todah, for instance, is nechal liyom v'layla, and is eaten by non-kohanim also, so for those karbanos they made a siyag, once they made a siyag for those karbanos, they made a siyag for all karbanos that are nechal liyom v'layla. But really, the Ikr Chilik says that tzlach is between whether it's in the hands of kohanim, who are zrizim and can be trusted, or whether it's in the hands of the hamonam, who are not zrizim and therefore cannot be trusted. Okay, says the Gemara, Heichi Avid, how would you go about doing this? How did the Kohen go about doing the Matan Dam with his etzba on the Keren of the Mizbeach? So Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, Chad Amenos in Amah Eilach V'Amah Eilach, one says that he would put it on one side of the Keren or on the other, an Amah, the Keren itself was an Amah by an Amah by an Amah, it was a square Amah. So you could put it on the side Amah or on the other side Amah, and that's how he would place it. V'chad Amenos in V'chatev Yorid Kineged Chudo Shal Keren. The other one says, no, you'd have to put the blood along the edge of the Keren, not on the sides, not on the walls of the Keren, but along the edge, along the corner of the Keren. Alibid Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Now, within the sheet of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Damar he atzme ena nasis al begufa shel Karen, who holds that when we say that the dam needs to be put on the Karen of the Mizbech, it means literally on the Karen, not in the vicinity of the Karen, on the Karen mamish. So, if you're assuming that to kuli amal pligi, then there's no machlokas in the Amoraim what he means by that. Everyone would agree that you don't need to put it on the edge itself. You could put it on the sides, because that's all called the Keren. Meaning, if you say that the din is that you need to put it mamish on the Keren, so then anywhere on the Keren would suffice. It wouldn't need to be on the edge. That's not the machlokas amoraim. Ki pligi, where do we have machlokas amoraim? Alib de Rebbe, within the sheet of Rebbe. What does Rebbe hold? We're going to see soon. Rebbe holds that when we say you put it on the keren, it doesn't really mean it has to be on the keren. It means the vicinity of the keren, top half of the mizbeach, lemala mechut hasikra. That's all it really means. Above the red line of the mizbeach, that's called the keren. That's close enough to the keren. So within Rebbe Shita, where do you have to put it? Mar sover ama elach v'ama elach k'neged keren. Who one says even if you put it now, you're not on the keren itself. You're below the keren now. Can I put it on the walls on the side, or do I have to put it on the edge of the mizbeach beneath the keren? So one shita holds that you can put it on the sides. Mar sover k'neged chud in tfeilo. And the other says no. You need to dafka put it on the edge of the keren. Now, in Likutei Halachos, Chafetz Chaim has the following chakira. If this din of Arba Kronos that we say by Dam Chatas, you need to put on the Arba Kronos, is it a din that you need to put on the four corners and the four Ruchos of Mizbeach? Or can you put it on only two of the sides of the Mizbeach? But the key is that it just gets on the four Kronos. Meaning, for instance, let's assume like the Shita that says, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, you need to put it on the Kronos themselves. You can't put it in the vicinity of the Kronos, right? So we said everyone agrees then you're allowed to put it on the sides. You don't have to put it on the edge. Good? So I go to the northeast and southeast corners, and I put it on the eastern side, on both of them, and not on the northern side or the southern side. Then I go to the northwest and southwest corners, I put on the western side on both of them. So it turns out that the north side and the south side have no dam. Is that okay? Because I hit all four corners, I got all four corners, or is it a din that you have to get all four corners and also all four ruchos of the mizbeach? Chafetz Chaim raises such a suffix. He's not sure. Also, the Achronim of Machlokas, according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds, you don't have to mamish put it on the kronos of mizbeach. You can put it below it also. Is there a lechatchila din to put it on the gufa shel keren? Mamish? Is there a lechatchila din that you should put it on the keren? It's only b'di'eved? You could put it beneath? Or is he saying, no, that's all defined as keren. And there's no, it's not a lechatchila di'eved. Yeah, there's what we learned at the beginning. He's standing on the sovev. He's not on top. He's on the sovev. So he's like halfway up the mizbeach. Okay, so says the Gemara, Meisve Chatas HaTzibur VaYachid Ketzad Matan Daman. How would you do the Matan Dam of the Chatas HaTzibur VaYachid? Hayolu L'Kevish Funnel Sov. If you go up the ramp and turn to the Sov, Volo L'Karen Dromus Mizrachis, he'd go get first to the southeast corner. V'Tovu Be'Atzbova Yimanis HaMiyumenes Shabiyamin, and he would dip his finger, his right finger on his right hand. Which finger on the right hand? The Miyumenes one. Rashi says the one that does all the work. Meaning, if you need to do something with one finger, so you always pick your pointer, so that's the finger that he would use. So min adam shebemizrak, he would take from the blood that was in the kli, v'chomer begodlo milamala be'atzbo katana milamata, and he would rub it along his finger with his other fingers, u'mechate v'yorid k'neged chudu shel keren, and he would go down on the edge of the keren, ad shemechale kol adam shebe'atzbo, until there was no dam on his etzba anymore, v'chein l'kol keren v'keren, and so he would do for each and every keren. What do you see? This is assuming like that you got to dafka put it on the chuda shel keren, and we're assuming like the shita of Rebbe, and you see that it's still got to be dafka on the chuda. It's got to be on the edge, and it can't be on the side. So isn't that a raya? Again, we had a machlokas hamarayim according to Rebbe that it has to be in the vicinity of the keren, but not on the keren itself. Can you put it on the side walls, or does it need to be on the edge of the mizbeach? Here you see beferish, got to be on the edge. So achi kamar mitzvah b'chuda, i'avar ameilach v'ameilach leslan ba. No, all it's saying is that ideally it should be on the edge. According to Rebbe, where you're not putting it on the keren mamish, so ideally it should be on the edge. But if you put it on the sides of the mizbeach, that's okay as well. The achronim have a chakira. We say mitzvah b'chuda, i'avar ameilach v'ameilach leslan ba, that we don't mind so much if you put it on the sides. Is that only in a case where you put the matanos not on the keren, that according to Rebbe, who doesn't require putting it on the keren, that there's a lechatchila dikadin, you should at least put it on the edge. But when you're putting the matnas adam on the keren itself, then even lechatchila, it's okay to put it ama elach by ama elach. It's okay to put it on the side walls, or maybe no, maybe even when you're putting it on the gufa shel keren, there's still a mitzvah and a maila lechatchila to dafka put it on the chudash on the mizbeach. That's the discussion in the achronim. Now, if you say like the second sad, that even when you're putting it on the keren itself, still a mitzvah and a ma'ala l'chadchil to put it on the chudash al keren, so it turned out that this din of the l'chadchil and b'diavad is not only according to Rebbe, even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it must be on the Keren, it would turn out that there's a lechatchila dekadin to put it on the Chudash al Keren. We said, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, everyone agreed you don't have to put it on the Chudash al Keren. But is this line of the Gemara telling us that even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, lechatchila, it's best to put it on the Chudash al Keren? So that's the discussion in the Achronim. What's this line telling us? Is this line telling us only when you're not putting it on the Keren Mamish, or even when you're putting it on the Keren Mamish, you have a mitzvah lechatchila to put on the Chudash al Keren? If you say the latter, then it's a chiddush within the shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon as well, not only within the shita of Rebbe. So my Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. We keep on referring to these two shitos. Rebbe says you just need it in the vicinity, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says no, not just the vicinity. You need to put a dafka on the keren. Where do we ever have such a machlokas? The Tanya of a price as follows: the blood that needs to be put on the top part of the mizbeach means above the chutasikra. Bottom half of the Mizbeach means below the Chutasikra. Divri Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. So you see, Rebbe holds Beferish. When we say that you got to put blood on the top of the Mizbeach, it doesn't mean the Keren Mamish, it means anywhere above the Chut Hasikra. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bamedvar Mamurim Ba'olas Ha'of. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's only okay by an Olas Ha'of. Aval B'chatas Behema, but when it comes to a Chatas Behema, he adds, because Olas Ha'of and Chatas Behema go above. Chatas Ha'of and Olas Behema go below. Right, so when it comes to the Olas Ha'of, that's where anywhere above is okay. But by Chatas Behema, he atzma einasis el al gufa shel keren. The Chatas Behema has to dafka be, says Rebbe, on the keren itself. Can't be on the upper half. Says Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon rather, has to be on the keren itself. Can't be on the upper half. There you have your machlokas, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Rebbe. By our carbon Chatas, do you need to put it in the top half, or you dafka need it on the keren? Amr Bivo, my time of the Rebbe, where does Rebbe get his din from? Dechsiv Aharel Arba Amos Meharel Malav Gomer Arba Amos Udavia. Is the Mizbeach 4 Amos? It's not 4 Amos. What's it talking about? Samar Vadabarava, Umakum Kronos Arba. That the corners of the Mizbeach are 4 Amos. Umakum Kronos Daladavia? Is that true? The corners, the horns, the things that stick out on top of the Mizbeach, those are 4 Amos? Eleimer Rishus Kronos Dalad. No, what it means to say is that when you have a mitzvah to put the dam in the Karnos of Mizbeach, it means you have a 4 Amma area. You just got to be within 4 Ammas, meaning that the Kronos themselves are an Amma, and then you have 3 Ammas below that, where it's the 4 Ammas below that, rather, where it's still the Malam Mechuta Sikra, where you can put the dam. That's all considered the Rishus HaKronos, within Dalad Ammas. That's where Rebbe gets his din, that it doesn't need to be mamish on it, just in that vicinity. We learned in the Mishnah, Chut Shel Sikra Chogro Be'emtzel Lahavdu Be'dom Elyonim L'dom Matachtonim. We have this Chut Asikra splitting the Mizbeach in half to distinguish between the top half and the bottom half. Minonimili, how do we know it? Amar Rav Acha Bar Rav Ketina Shnemar V'Hoysa Reshes Al Chatzi HaMizbeach, that the Reshes, which was some type of like lattice work, went up until halfway up the Mizbeach. Hatornit Mechitza Lahavdu Be'dom Elyonim L'dom Matachtonim. And that's to emphasize that the Torah wants a Mechitza to show you a clear demarcation between the top half and the bottom half. There is a Chakira in the Achronim, they quote in the Birei Adaf, he quotes over here the name of Rav Meir Soloveitchik. I'm not sure which Rav Meir Soloveitchik it is, but they also quote in the name of David Soloveitchik Shlita, the Rosh Shiva of one of the yeshivas Brisk in Eretz Yisrael, the following Chakira. Is the Chut HaSikra a simin or a siba? Meaning, the Chut HaSikra, let's say they're off by an inch. So is it still whatever's above the Chut HaSikra is the top half, whatever's below is the bottom half, because the Chut HaSikra defines the top half from the bottom half? Or is the Chut HaSikra, is that meaning a Siba? Or do we say, no, it's just a Simen. You put it halfway up the Mizbeach so you can know which half is which, but if it's misplaced, it doesn't change the halfway point of the Mizbeach. It's just, if it's too low, for instance, and the blood gets just above the Chut HaSikra, it's not going to be okay, because the Chut HaSikra doesn't define the Lemaila Min HaMizbeach. Or, for instance, let's say there was no Chut HaSikra on the Mizbeach. Are the Matnos Dam Kasher? Do you say no? There is no top half of the Mizbeach without a Chut HaSikra. The Chut HaSikra makes the top half of the Mizbeach. This is they bring a raya from the Gemara Masechet Bechoros. The Gemara says that if it's Efshel Letzamtzem, if we're able to be exact in our measurements, the Chut HaSikra would be put in the Mizbeach on the halfway point to be Mavdil Ben Dom Elyon Ben Dom Matachtonim. But he says if Efshel Letzamtzem, if it's impossible to be precise in our measurements, so sometimes you're going to end up with the Elyonim Lamata Tachtonim Lamala, the Gemara asks. So that's a raya that it's a simin, not a siba. Because what do you mean? You'll sometimes end up with the Elyonim Lamata Tachtonim Mala if you misplace it. No, you won't. Wherever you misplace it, that's the new Mala and Mata. So you see that it's not the new Mala and Mata, that it's a Simin, it's not a Siba. That's the Raya that they bring. They bring Rayas the other way also. Interesting Lamdisha topic. Okay, Shiori Adam. We said that the leftover Dam they would pour in the Yesod. Tan Rabban, Yesod Mizbeach Zay Yesod Romi. Yesod Mizbeach means the southern Yesod. Atomer Zay Yesod Romi or El Yesod Maravi. How do I know it's in the southern Yesod? Maybe on the western Yesod. And we should learn the Sasam and Amafurish because previously by the Chatos HaPnimios we learned that it's in the Yisod Ma'aravi. So Amrit Yilamid Yiridasam and Akevash Liyitzasam and Ahechal. So we say no, we do compare coming down the ramp of the Mizbeach to coming out of the Hechel in the following way. It's not the din that just like by the Chatos HaPnimios, when you come out of the Hechel, you put in the Yisod Ma'aravi, so too when you come down the Mizbeach, you put in the Yisod Ma'aravi. No, the comparison is made, but in the following way. Just like when you come out of the Hechel, you put it in the first place you encounter. When you're coming out of the Hechel, that happens to be Ma'aravi. When you come down the Kevesh, you put it in the first place you encounter, which happens to be Dromi, that happens to be the southern side. So that's the comparison between the two dinim. Tan Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, Zevza Yisod Maravi. Rabbi Shmuel holds that no, in both instances you put in the Yisod Maravi. Rabbi Shimon Chai Omer, Zevza Yisod Dromi. Rabbi Shimon Chai says that both instances you put in the southern Yisod. Bisham Laman Yomer Yisod Maravi, Kasavi Lamitzas Menam Furish. I understand why you'd say you put in both in the western Yisod, because you're learning from the Chatos HaPnimios, where you put in the western Yisod, so here also. So that makes some sense to me. El Miyad Yomer Yisod Dromi, my Time up. But why would you say that both are put in the Yisod Dromi? How could you say the Chatos HaPnimios are put in the Yisod Dromi? Rabbi Yossi, Kasavar Haitana, Kuli Mizbech, Mitzafon Kai, Lishna Akrina, Kuli Pesach, Vidorim Kai. That the point is that the entire Mizbech is in the Tzafon, and therefore the first one that you encounter is in fact the Dromi, not the Ma'aravi. So it's a machlok, it's about the exact placement of the Mizbech. Tana Debei, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael taught like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omrim Zevizei Yisod Ma'aravi. You say that that both are put in the Yisod Ma'aravi, both by the Chatos HaPnimios and the Chatos HaChitzonos. The Shiri Adam are put in the Yisod Ma'aravi. V'simenayich Mashchu Gavri LeGavra. And the easy way to remember that is the majority of people were able to be Moshech, were able to drag in the individual with them. Meaning the Debei Rabbi Yishmael are considered to be Merubin, that's a holy yeshiva. So they were Moshech Rabbi Shimon to say like their Rebbe. The Rabbi Shimon Yochai learned like their Rebbe. That's how Rashi understands that line of Gavri LeGavra. Okay, next Mishnah. Next very familiar Mishnah. Ha'ola Kachin Kachin. Karban Ola is Kachin Kachin. Shchitasa Batzafon. You shecht it in the north. V'kibol Dom B'Klisharis Batzafon. You makabal the Dom and the Klisharis in the north. V'dom B'ton Shtei Maton Shein Arba. You need two Matnos Dom which equals four, meaning the Gemara is going to explain exactly what you do. We'll see that soon. Utuna Hefshet V'nituach. You need to skin it, you need to cut it up, and it all gets burnt on the fire. So there's no eating of a carbon ola. Now it's interesting, it doesn't mention anything about shvicha shirayim by a carbon ola, that kol adam tun yisod, or anything like that. It doesn't mention where you put the shirayim. Tosus raises the question, why would we leave that out? He quotes two mahalchim. Number one, he quotes from Rabbeinu Moshe, mipuntiza, that the ola is done, the zrikas dam of the ola is not done with your finger, it's done with a kli. And since it's done with a kli, you'd have to just throw the kli, not throw the kli, but wave the kli, and blood would go flying. So very often, he says, there wasn't shirayim. So it doesn't mention what you do with the shirayim over here, because very often, if you're not placing carefully like you do with your finger, you're just waving the kli, very often there wasn't shirayim. Tosfos disagrees. He says, lo nihira, because we always have a mitzvah of matan shirayim. And he quotes, maybe that since we already learned by the Chatos HaPnimios that there's a din of shirayim, so we know who adin over here, that there's going to be a din of shirayim. Doesn't need to mention again the din of shirayim, it's obvious to us already. Ola my time, etani le kache kachim. Why by Ola doesn't mention kache kachim? Where it doesn't say that by Chatos and Hashamos, Chatos and Hashamos are also kache kachim. Why does it say it dafka by Ola? Doesn't say it explicitly, so that's why the Mishnah wants to explicitly say it. The damatan shtei matanos, and the blood needs shtei matanos. Hey Chiyavid, how would you do these shtei matanos shehein arba? These two that are really four. What does that mean? Amarav nosein v'chozer v'nosein. You would throw the dam from the kli to the Mizbeach in the direction of the corner of the Mizbeach, and then in the direction of another corner of the Mizbeach, at an angle. So the dam would end up on the four sides. Since you're throwing it toward the corner, some of the dam would scatter on that side, some on that side, and then you'd go to the opposite corner and do the same. Shmuel Amar Matana Achas Kmin Gemma Nosein. Shmuel says that no, you would do Matana Achas. I'm sorry. Rav says you would actually stand at one corner and throw dam twice, one at one side, one at the other side, then go to the other corner and throw dam twice, one at one side, one at the other side. Shmuel says no. You do one matan dam at each corner, but you just do it in a way where it's going to scatter on both sides. Kitanoi, so there's a machlokas tanoim. Yachli yizrukan zrika achas, tamalomer saviv. You might think you only do one zrika at each corner, that's why it says saviv. Isav yachli yikifanu kuchut. If it says saviv, you might think you should go all the way around the entire mizbech, like make a string around, of blood around the entire mizbech. Tamalomer vzarko, that's why it says vzarko. Okay, it's sad. So how do we satisfy both shikos? Kamin gamma, that you make it like that Greek letter that has an angle to it, so it hits both walls. Shtei matanu shein arba, that's shtei matanu shein arba. Rabbi Shmuel omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, nemer kan saviv, nemer lalan saviv, ma lalan pisuk v'arba matanos, av kan pisuk v'arba matanos. Over here also means that you do separate placings on all four sides. Ima lalan arba matanos al arba kranos, ay, but by the Kamar Chatas, it's actually on four corners of the Mizbeach. Over here, you're on two corners, you just make sure to hit all four sides. So av kan arba matanos al arba kranos, do you want to say over here also that you want to be on all four corners? Amrit ola tuni yisod. No, because there's a din that ola needs yisod. It needs to be on a part of the mizbeach where there is a yisod of the mizbeach nearby. The keren mizrachis dromis lo hayala yisod. And the mizrachis dromis, the southeast corner, didn't have a yisod. So that's how we know that it's not actually at all four corners. You go to two corners of the mizbeach and you do two throwings at each corner to get both sides at each of the corners. But you got to go to corners that have the yisod underneath it. Not all four corners had a yisod. So tomorrow we're going to start with the Gemara's discussion of why didn't all four corners have a yisod? Why would they leave off a yisod from some of the corners? So Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up with that tomorrow.